Mary Stack, and I play Georgie Sullivan, who, with all her many years of hula hooping and taking photos of other photos, is pretty sure that time travel and threatening predictions are not how those are supposed to work. And yet, she finds that for that to happen here in Brindlewood Bay, well, she's not entirely surprised.
Hi, I'm Willa Wilson, and I play Renette Bollinger. And once more, I'm saying it. I'm the canonically most dedicated music buff in the squad. This bit never really got a chance to land last time around, but I'm banking on it.
It's not going to land again. Hi, I'm Holleen Curtis, and I play Birdie, the town menace who's staying away from boats, boys, booze, and bodies of water, but honestly, just the boats.
I'm Jonah Knight, and welcome to Roll to Metal. We are a little over three quarters of the way through our Brindlewood Bay campaign. And this here is part two of A Snake in the Bluegrass. It's written by Gabriel McCormick, and you can find it and many other mysteries within the unofficial Brindlewood Bay Mysteries Anthology Collection over on DriveThruRPG. There is a link for that in the show notes, so just go over there and search for it, okay? Okay? Okay. Let's go. About 10 minutes later, everybody on the polo field is kind of freaking out. There was a big eruption. There was a big ball of confusion. There was a lot of yelling. There were some stoned college kids that didn't seem to want to stop. And so they're still smoking. And there's a lot. Some people are just like, all right, I guess I better go beat traffic. And they ran out real fast. But there are a bunch of people that don't seem to be going anywhere. Like Lance, the music journalist, he's still sitting there taking notes. That guy, that super fan with the black glasses, it looks like he's still there. He's looking around nervously. Most of the people are sort of on their way out or milling about. A lot of confusion. What do y'all do?
Should we just go straight in, or maybe we should find Caliban, because then he could maybe get us...
Yeah, I think we should probably go check in, which is a completely reasonable and normal thing for us to do, because we have an inn with security.
Mm-hmm. Should we do anything about the... I mean, I don't work here, so, like, how do I tell them to be more calm? I'm not really a calming presence.
You don't. Just, like, let it run its course. They'll tire themselves out eventually.
I'm pretty sure that's how that works, yes.
Yeah.
Is there anyone in particular looking, like, shifty that we see?
I don't know. I think Mansplain McDorkface is kind of shifty over there.
He is a little bit shifty, actually. Like, when this announcement happened, he didn't seem super surprised. He just kind of was, like, looking around. You've noticed that, but you also noticed that with this announcement, Lance, the journalist, he also didn't look shocked. He kind of looked up, kind of shook his head a little bit, went back, made some notes. What is your plan to find Caliban? This is a pretty confusing time right here.
Take a look around, see if I see any security uniforms or what have you. But other than that, I guess just check the perimeter. I feel like the perimeter is where security tends to be, rather than in the middle. Yeah, that would make me okay. Cool.
Yeah, you're basically in the middle of a sold out concert where everyone's trying to run away really fast.
Yeah. Okay. So we're just gonna.
I'm gonna just take my time packing up my shit, I guess.
Yeah, we'll slowly pack up our stuff, and just kind of let the crowd avoid us as much as possible. Like, just be kind of three older women that you probably don't want to trample, so hopefully they'll try to not trample us, even if we are directly in their path.
Let me just pull out my elbows. Get out! Stop it! God! I just start elbowing people out of the way to keep us, like, I keep us, like, a small barrier.
Yeah. Elbows, Georgie tidies up, gets everything all packed up.
Well, I'll tell you what, Birdie, since you're out there, you're elbowing people, you're trying to keep yourself safe, you're trying to keep your friends safe, that probably sounds like a day move. because instead of just sort of being passive about it, you're throwing elbows in the pit, you know?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for the pit.
Yeah.
I came here ready for the pit.
There are a lot of distraught people that are not paying attention to you.
It's time for an involuntary mosh then.
What are you gonna use here? It sounds like a vitality.
I think so. I think that her, yeah, like I said, her mosh instincts kind of kick in. But it's more of a like, I joked about the elbows. I really think that it is more that like, that mosh mentality of like keeping it moving and kind of like doing a bit of a push to like, just make sure her friends don't get trampled. The kittens are fine. That's more important than like bottles of wine and all that. But as it gets to be like bigger and slightly more frantic, that's kind of just her like, keep the crowd moving, push anybody who's getting way too close or seems like they could harm one of our friends.
All right. Yeah. And there is a small group coming that looks like they are not paying attention at all and that they might just trample over the three of you. But you're the one who sees them. You're trying to stop them. You're trying to elbow them out of the way.
Yes. I also just rolled. Sorry.
No, well, what's the worst thing that could happen if this goes wrong?
I mean, worst thing, one of us gets smacked down onto the ground and suffers an injury. I would hope it would be me, as I am kind of taking point in this.
All right, it might be that. Might be a little bit worse. Might fall completely out of...
My phone breaks again.
you might fall completely out of sight and get stepped on by a number of people who don't even know you're there.
Ouch.
So you're rolling with vitality.
It's a 4 and a 3 plus 2.
So a 9. Describe what you're doing to stop these three dudes from trampling you.
I think that I'm like doing a bit of a like forearm shield to try to redirect them while also saying, move out of the way. No, that way. Go that way. I'm directing you. Pretend I'm your plane. Go on. Get out. I think she's more focused on the physical rather than trying to speak to them.
I think that they don't really notice. They don't really notice until they're right up upon you. And then they notice. And so the first guy kind of veers, the second guy kind of veers, but the third guy was looking behind and trying to get out of the way of somebody else, and he completely hip checks you. You find yourself sort of like bouncing right down onto your butt. You can feel a condition of grass burn. Where?
Probably the place where it is the worst during a summer event, which is the back of your thighs. Possibly like from like the mid thigh to just under the inside of the knee. I got a second degree burn back of my legs, like in that spot during Warped Tour 2016. And it was worth it, but it was really freaking painful.
Yeah. And you can feel a little bit of that skin there coming loose. Georgie and Renette, you can see Birdie sort of like taking this tumble.
Oh, fucking ow.
Hey, this is kind of like back when I burnt my butt.
Yeah, it kind of, not quite the ass, but yeah, no, we're good. I just won't sit for a little while,
I think. Walk it off. You're fine.
Maybe, yeah. So who usually carries the first aid kit? Somebody usually.
We all look at Georgie.
She absolutely pulls out like some bandages and salve, like anything that'll help just temporarily. The condition can't go away till we have a cozy time, but we can patch up.
Mm-hmm. I take a swig.
Yeah.
Of the alcohol. No, yeah,
that's my first aid kit.
Do you need something to bite on while we put stuff on your legs? Is that how bad?
No, I'm not a wimp. Ow.
So you are in the middle of this crowd still. Are you trying to heal yourself here? Are you tending to yourself here? Are you getting up and getting out of the way? Because there are still people that look like they're going to trip over you because you're on the ground.
I try to get myself up. And then I believe we discussed way back when that we had like a little noise app on our phones, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, is it the noise that makes young people go crazy?
Oh, I was going to say it's... which... I'm very curious as to know which one that is. But,
me too.
No, I was saying it's a foghorn, and I'm going to turn my volume up, and I'm just going to... so people know that we're there.
Jonah will edit that noise in later, right?
No, I think mine was perfect.
Well, the mic didn't pick up any of it.
So. Yeah, it was complete silence for me.
So sorry. Let me try it again.
Okay.
What?
There we go.
All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I think that's good for you. Georgie and Renette, you are kind of in the middle of this crowd.
Yeah. And I'm standing tall and sturdy to protect my fallen friend from the oncoming tramplers.
That sounds like a day move.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what are you doing here?
I am just planting my feet behind or in front of, between Birdie and the people who are coming forth. Just saying, make way. Just looking like people don't want to knock, might not want to walk over us.
Make way, make way, make way.
Yeah, make way.
Hey, just make way over here.
I will walk the same in time. Here.
It's just...
Yeah, I guess anything I say is just going to get drowned out by the horn.
Somebody text Caliban. Just text him. Oh, my God.
Well, it can't really do this. People keep just walking. Hey, move it.
That might sound like presence. Are you using your presence?
Yes,
to keep...
that is what I'm doing. I'm using my presence.
Can you please roll the day move?
Yes.
And then and what's the worst thing that can happen if this doesn't go well?
Worst thing that happens if it doesn't go well is I also get knocked over and I am now in the same fallen position as Birdie.
Yeah. I mean, you would definitely fall. I don't know. You might end up in a worse position than Birdie.
Oh, no.
No. How's that roll?
That's a 9.
Okay. All right. There's this group of about 5 women that are screaming in a clump. These 5 30-somethings look like they're just going to completely run you over.
Ugh, kids.
They're not being diverted. You have diverted some people. You have a moment here before at least this first one, who is not paying attention to you at all, like, runs smack dab right into you.
Well, if I get out of the way, they're going to hit Birdie. And Birdie's already fallen, and being hit would mean being trampled.
We had a blanket we were sitting on. I'm just going to throw this out there. Like, if we each took an end and held it. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, no one's going to trample Birdie. Like, like, just hold it up so it's like a
Better yet, just start running with me behind like you're my sled dogs.
I think that's good if you have a moment to to set this up. You need a little bit longer than the time you have right now.
Try to maneuver myself so that when she hits me, it is merely a glancing blow rather than full on, and hope that I can divert her course slightly away from Birdie.
So the hope is, between protecting yourself or protecting Birdie, you're saying that you're willing to get hit.
Yes.
So that Birdie...
No, I already have ass burn. It's fine.
Yeah, but
no, injuries both.
It could get worse. Hit me.
Yeah, Georgie, you have a good view of this because you can see that Renette has made a choice. And this lady completely collides with Renette.
Come at me, bitch.
And you can see them both tumble onto the ground. You can see Renette bang her head. And this lady just kind of pushes herself up. And one of her friends helps her. And they keep going.
Yeah, you better run.
So I think this might be the condition
bonked head?
I'm going to say migraine.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay.
Let's say birthday migraine.
Oh, I've had that before. That's how I passed out on my 16th birthday.
Not the birthday migraine. Oh, no.
Yeah, that was the summer I started getting migraines, and I wasn't able to identify that that's what it was. So I would just go about my day, and then suddenly I'd pass out. This is healing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
We're going to work through this. We're going to work through this trauma. It'll be okay.
It's healing. Sometimes it'd be like that, you know?
Yeah, that's a direct quote.
Georgie, you're on your feet. And your friends are not.
Is this okay? Question, query. Has this all happened simultaneously, or when Birdie called out somebody text Caliban, can Georgie have texted Caliban like a SOS and then now try to help her friends? Or is that her only, she can only do one or the other?
No, I think you have some moments here. So perhaps the texting is why you didn't do anything to mitigate Renette's issue.
Perfect.
Like, oh yes, text. I will text.
This is what I do. I text on the phone.
And what do you say?
She just texts SOS. We're in a sea of people and we are going down. In her head, that's perfectly logical.
Okay. Yeah. You get SOS out when you see Renette take a fall. And then you realize that you're standing here and the people are still headed in your direction.
If they stay on the ground, they're going to get trampled. And it seems like the making oneself big has struck out twice. I'm going to try to help them up. I don't think one hand each would do it. I'm going back to this blanket idea.
Okay.
I want to like wrap it up so I can put my body in it and lean back so they can each take an end and like using leverage, help them up.
All right. It's not like super complicated, but it requires a little bit of time, a little bit of dexterity, a little bit of movement to get this together, right?
Yeah, she was like, I think I remember how to do this. We did this at a pep rally once back in the day when I did the cheerleading.
Yeah.
This will be fine. It doesn't matter that they don't know what I'm trying to do.
All right. So let's see how successful this is and if they can figure out what you're doing. So there's a day move there to get them up and on their feet. Maybe, is that a vitality?
Yeah, I want to argue it's reason, but it's not its vitality.
Yeah. Okay, so what is the worst thing that can happen if this does not go well?
Georgie falls forward onto them and they're all down.
Yeah, I think that would probably happen. And then that probably means you might not be able to protect yourself from some of the people.
Yep. It means a squishing.
Yeah. All right. Give it a shot.
Y'all, that's a 4.
Put a crown on!
Yeah.
Yeah, so just to finish this thought, the next day in the Brindlewood Beacon, there was a headline that said, Delia Mae James found dead. 3 fans died in panic. Or you could put on a crown.
I'm gonna put on a crown.
A very controversial decision.
Yeah, you know, I had to think real hard about it.
We might not be the 3 fans that died. You don't
well,
know.
Wait, how many crowns do you have so far? You only have one, right?
I've only checked off one.
Okay.
That was
I've also got one.
So in the chaos, Georgie has a memory of her mother and father taking her to a summer concert in the park on a day not unlike this one, in a crowd not unlike this one. Georgie was little at the time and just did not want to follow direction or be responsive or participate. Full on near tantrum mode. And at some point during the concert, while her parents were distracted, she ran off in the chaos of the crowd, like undulating and moving and, you know, dancing in the music. She herself almost gets squashed. Not unlike what's happening here. Luckily, her parents did notice that she was gone and came and found her. She got a scolding for not being a very good kiddo, but she did come through.
Is that the imperfect daughter?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that memory goes through your mind. You have texted Caliban. Renette has fallen down. And you are able to grab this blanket and do exactly what you wanted to do. Can you describe what it looks like to your two friends who are on the ground?
They see Georgie has the blanket behind her, attempting to like build that leverage to lean back and help them stand up, because her body strength alone, she wouldn't be able to do it. And like in a moment, people get really close and Georgie kind of loses her footing and stumbles forward rather than creating that tension that she was attempting to create, before she shakes herself out of it and just leans back really hard and pulls him up.
Oh my God. I swear I saw all three of our lives flash before my eyes.
And I really thought I was going to be drowning, you know?
Yeah.
We were this close to showing that photo. What was up?
Trampled in a polo field. What a way to go. I would have thought more horses.
That might have been the confusion. It might have been like Marco Polo situation rather than just polo.
You know? I can see that. Yeah, it's all coming together. Yes. Okay, let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Georgie, you're the best. And I'll tell you how amazing you are after we get out of this place.
How close are we to the...
Outside of the crowd?
Because you said there was a forest on the perimeter. Like, is that the fastest? Because I don't want to go with, like... against the, you know, like, mm-hmm. Where is that relative to where we are and the general ease to get there in the safety of the trees?
I think our layout is malleable enough for you to find your way safely to an area. Which area do you want to find yourself at?
Stage left. I don't know.
On the outskirts, probably. If we see, like, a security area where it's like, don't go in, security exit or something, to see if we find Caliban, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, once we're not in the middle of getting trampled, I will take out my phone and call Caliban.
You're sort of working your way around to back to the stage. Is that what, over near the trees? Like, I heard a couple of things. I just want to stick you in a place.
The perimeter of the field heading toward the stage.
Yeah, it's easy enough for the three of you at this point with Georgie's blanket to make your way out of the throng and definitely off to the side. You're able to avoid everyone. Everyone's a little bit banged up. Those cats look like they've got big old eyes sticking their heads out of the basket.
They're real puffy.
Yeah. But the three of you have made it out of this throng and over to the side. It looks like the stage is kind of there. Parking lot is in the other direction. Man, those people are going to be stuck in their cars for a long time. And Renette, you grab your phone?
Yes, I do.
It goes right to voicemail as though the phone is not turned on.
He's such a stickler for the rules, you know. like if they say to silence your phone, like he'll turn it off, you know.
Why would you do that when you have airplane mode?
I don't know. No luck in calling or texting him, so we can just snoop. I mean, we have a reasonable excuse. We're looking for our friend, making sure that he got out of it alive.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
Let's do what we do best.
Let's snoop around the stage.
Yeah, there's definitely confusion, and you can get here. So are you climbing up? Or are you going under it? Like, what is what's your goal here on the stage? Tell me what this is looking like.
I'd say I'm not on the stage, but if I can look around at the equipment that is backstage, or I mean, I'm imagining that it's like a big platform with stairs at the side and like a curtain, like a portable sort of a stage that they erected for the concert.
There's definitely a sound system, but this does look like a worn setup stage. Probably owned by the community college that they pull out every once in a while. I mean, just being near it, you can tell that this thing is going to creak and wobble if you're going to try to climb up on it, which you can.
About wobbling. Wobbling might not be a good idea for me. So I'm not climbing up there, but I'm investigating with my eyeballs.
Yeah. And also, at being this close, because you were a little bit back before, you can see that there is some Appalachian-themed stage decorations that are a little bit clearer now that all of you are close to the front. What is this stage decoration that they're doing here?
Mountains. A backdrop of mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I know. All okay. I know about Appalachia is mountains and Mountain Dew. That's about it.
Same friend.
Yeah. Hey, Holland, you're from Appalachia, kind of.
No, I am not.
Oh, ish.
I'm in one of the states.
Okay.
That has the Appalachian Mountains. Yeah.
That counts.
No, it does not.
Appalachia is famous for handmade quilts, pottery, wood carvings, poetry, writing, and music.
Cool. Then this stage has everything. It's got quilts. It's got poetry.
This stage has everything. Yes.
Well, Renette, it sounds like you're meddling.
I am meddling so hard.
Okay. So can you just, you're not getting on the stage. It sounded like you're trying to get behind it. Or are you just like right up on it looking, or?
I'm around like the edge of the stage. Like the, you know, near the footlights, let's say. Just getting a look. I don't know how tall the stage is, but I imagine not taller than me.
I think that's probably okay.
Cool.
Sure.
So I can at least get a good view of the stage floor.
Yeah.
This isn't really a presence role, so I'm meddling using my reason.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Reason works.
Yeah. Or composure. It's the same. Same thing. Okay. All right. That is a 7 on the dice plus 1. That's an 8.
Yeah, you're right up on the stage. And you can see, again, now that you're closer, you know, where you were, you had a great wide view of this whole thing, but now you can make out all these details that you couldn't really tell from being that far away before. Mm-hmm. And what you can see now that you're this close is Delia May's guitar in a stand next to one of the microphones, next to one of the microphone stands. And from where you are, because this is a classic dobro. This is like a metal body. She does some slide with this. Sounds fantastic. She can play. And you've seen pictures of this guitar before. But this close, you're noticing some differences from the photos. Mm-hmm. And it looks like there's something a little off with the shoulder strap. Like the guitar is the same. And you're not really a guitar person, so it's a little hard to tell what the issue is. But there's something that looks wrong about that strap. I don't know. Maybe if you could get closer.
Yeah, maybe if I could get closer. Yeah, I'm going to get closer. I'm going to go around the side, see if I can get up those stairs, if possible.
Oh, sure. There's nobody there now. Georgie and Birdie. Renette's climbing the stage.
Okay. Oh, you know what? You know what?
I think I'm onto something. There's something going on with that strap.
Around suspiciously for stage lighting before deciding whether or not to follow.
Ooh, good call.
Georgie is scarred for life.
Yeah, I think, Georgie, you can see that, like, there is a path to not be under any lighting.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I'll take that path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember this one, this time at the Troubadour, I did something a little similar to this.
Oh my God, those stage lights are so bright. Oh my God. Yeah, Renette is like protecting her eyes and her brain harshly from the lights while she approaches.
There's a sensitivity here that you're kind of struggling with.
Oh, this is rough.
George,
I was not invited back, just as a reminder. If you know what? You do you, girly.
I am.
And Georgie, you're probably behind. You're probably the last one up on these rickety, squeaky steps.
Yeah.
And you can see that the back of Birdie's legs are kind of bloody and green. But yeah, Renette, you get right over to this guitar. I guess Birdie is sort of behind you and Georgie's coming. What are you doing here?
I'm just looking at that strap. I'm not going to touch it. Not touching it. This is the guitar of a legend. Mm-hmm. I am not worthy, but I am trying to get a closer look at that strap to see what's wrong with it. What's off.
But you're not going to touch it.
Not going to touch it.
Yeah, it's a little hard to tell what's wrong with it.
Hmm. Hey, Birdie, you know guitars and stuff. There's something funky with this strap, right? And I'm sure you and your extensive knowledge in this field that I respect and love about you
will be able to recognize what it is
that's going on here.
I know so many guitars.
You know all the guitars. You say that all the time.
Birdie, are you examining this strap or this guitar?
Sure.
Yeah, how?
Getting closer to it. I'm not going to touch it. But I did mime having binoculars. And I'm wondering if you'll let me have those.
Binoculars? I think.
See if I can, like, not get as close as I have to.
Well, I think, like, Renette pointing out that there's something odd here. Like, you're looking at this strap, and you're like, maybe? I'm not sure. But I don't know. Like, staring at it, even with binoculars, may not quite be enough to get the full clue.
What you're saying is we have to touch it to get the full clue.
It was a mixed success.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your birthday.
The honor is yours.
All right. Cover me. I'm not going to touch it with my fingies. I'm going to take out, I don't know, like a pencil or something. Oh, I'll take one of Georgie's knitting needles.
Yeah, Georgie hands you a knitting needle.
Thank you. I honestly just hold my hand up and she already knows, puts it in there.
Yes,
and I
start a really poking. Long, like aluminum one.
Yes, and I just like lift a bit of the strap with it to examine.
Excellent. Very good. You have solved my guitar puzzle.
I did it.
Yeah, so by doing this, the end of the strap pops right off of the guitar. Huh. And it's easy enough to see that someone has unscrewed the strap locks from the guitar. And if someone had just picked this up and put it on, it quite possibly could have fallen right down to the stage and cracked or broken or something.
Fascinating.
It's Faith's prank.
Yeah, this has Faith written all over it. All right, okay, yeah, we can retreat.
You want to get off the stage?
I'm going to take a quick look around to see if we...
We're already here.
Yeah, we're already here. You've got a point. I'm going to back up because I already meddled, but I am going to let my girls have a go, and I'll cover them.
I'm going to text Fern and see if she can get us in. She should know that there's a murder at some point if she doesn't already.
Yeah, I think, Birdie, you start texting, which leaves it open for Renette and Georgie to see this guy with the black glasses saying, "Excuse me, I don't think that the three of you should be on the stage right now." He's sort of coming up to the side. "This doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. That's not your guitar. That's Delia May's guitar. I don't think you should be touching it with sticks. It could scratch, and that would not be good. So I'm just going to have to..."
Yeah, with what authority?
"Well..."
Yeah, with... "Do you just... even know who we are?
You don't work here."
"No, I it's true, I do not. But yeah, then I do run the fan site. I run her fan site."
"That's wonderful. Yep. Maybe go back to that."
"That's pretty rude." "Because..."
"I was just telling you to go do that thing that you clearly enjoy doing, which is mansplaining."
"I mean, I'm trying to be helpful, and you're just being..."
"Is there another reason you might be trying to keep us from the stage, sir? You seem a little obsessive to me."
"Okay, okay." And he takes out his phone and turns the camera on. "I am here on the stage, and these three women, I'm just going to stand here until the police arrive, because I don't think that the three of you should be doing this. I don't even know what you're doing."
I wave at the camera. "Oh, hi, police. Hey, bro.
I already have her on speed dial, dude."
"Yeah, no, don't worry. You don't know who you're talking to."
"That's true, but I know the Constitution, and I know that you're infringing on freedoms by being on this stage right now."
"Oh, honey.
Actually filming us without consent, so..."
"I don't need consent. I'm in public. I don't need consent. Don't need consent. I'm going to post this. I'm going to post this video. I'm going to post it. I'm posting this. I am going to post this video."
"Oh, I'm sure you will."
I will."
"Okay. Uh-huh. Do it then, coward."
"Yeah."
"No, I'm not going to stop. After you've been arrested, then I'm going to post this video, and that's..." "I'm going to turn it into the police."
"You know, I think there's a time limit to what can be posted.
I have
the file size. You're going to have really to compress fast. It. No yeah. one's really going to know what it looks what, like. There's
I
not.
Would say snip it to like 20 seconds so you can put it on TikTok.
You're going to yeah. have to edit that down.
I..." "Mm-hmm. Okay, but you're not going to distract me. I am going to keep videoing you. I'm going to keep videoing." And he just stands there. "I'm videoing you.
Like, I know your favorite person just died and stuff.
Yeah.
You seem really stressed, honestly."
"Understandable. We are all in mourning.
I have a snack in here." She pulls out some cookies.
"I do like snacks. But no, you're trying to distract me from... I'm doing a constitutional freedom audit. And..."
"Nope.
I'd love to know more about that, actually."
And right around then is when Waylon comes out on the stage. He's like looking for something in particular, and then sees what's going on and like stands right up and says, "Whoa, hey, no, come on. You can't be on the stage. Can't be. Sierra, there's people on the stage now."
"Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't mean to like get up in your business. Sorry, we're not. I was just, my boyfriend is working security and I was trying to get a hold of him. He's not answering his phone and I thought he might be somewhere around here."
"Yeah, but he can't be on..." "Okay.
This is our stuff.
It was like really stressful."
"Yeah, we were just trying to stay away from
we're
the
so,
crowd.
We're so old and withered. And
it
like,
seemed like the safest
her legs
space
are
to be.
Bloodied and her head's all banged up. Like, what were we supposed to do?"
"Well, we were trying to find a medic,
but it's probably not on the... Sierra, I don't like doing this. Come on. Someone's got to watch our stuff." And the lady...
"If we could just get backstage so we could get to the first aid kit, that would be great."
The lady with the bomber jacket who made that very abrupt announcement comes out. "Okay, look. Everyone has to get off the stage. I feel like I say this all the time. Everyone has to get off the stage. You can come back. Okay, what happened? We do have first aid in the back. You can come back here and we can look at your legs there."
"Yeah." Thank you. You're so kind. Thank you. You're so helpful.
Okay. And I don't know where security is. Let me call security. Nobody else can come on stage.
Okay. Yeah. No, we're definitely not bringing that dipshit on stage.
Yeah. That guy was also, yeah.
The guy there, he's with you. He can come back too.
No.
Dylan's not with you?
Is that his name?
Yeah. He runs the website.
Oh, yeah. Cool. He's not with us. He's been.
I am not with them.
Yeah.
I'm conducting an audit.
Yeah, you go and do that, buddy.
Rights audit or something.
That's right.
Have fun with that.
That's right. That's one of my other websites.
Uh huh. Okay. You have fun now.
Okay.
You're gonna go get the first aid kit.
Okay. I'm coming with you.
No, you're not.
Yes, because you're gonna escape. If someone isn't watching you. Yes, you're going to escape.
Escape. Okay. Well, this is fun. Let's just provide medical attention to my friend here. Yeah.
It's like the opposite of an NPC follow quest.
Yeah.
Thank you.